Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this September the 25th, 2016 edition of Team Liberty Radio. I am your host, Shane LaCroix. In the next 30 minutes, we're going to be looking at two very important situations. One coming on October the 1st and one that is currently ongoing right now. What am I talking about with that? The first is a protest in Charlotte, North Carolina, my home state, about an hour and 30 minutes southwest of me. And I'll also be talking about the UN, the United Nations, taking over the Internet October the 1st. That's our main topics for this week. Of course, I'd love to have you call in or comment on the chat board. Our call-in number is area code 845-277-9109. Or if you're listening via the web, you can hit us up on the chat board. I'll be glad to answer your questions, comments, retorts, if you agree or disagree with me. Remember, on this show, you do have the right to do that, as I do believe in free speech. We may not agree with each other, but I do agree in the protection of our free speech. But what an interesting time it is to be alive right now, as we are living in history in the making, folks, that may or may not be in the history books to come. It depends on how things come out between now and Election Day, the second Tuesday in November. And speaking of that, tomorrow on the 26th of September, there will be the first presidential debate coming from Hofstra, I believe it's Hofstra University in New York. And we will be having a special show at 11 p.m. tomorrow night after the debate, giving a quick rundown on what happened during the debate. I'm just questioning this debate because I'm wondering if they will have the same rules for each candidate, as we have seen at Hillary's debate, Hillary's campaign stops, her medical condition going on. That something isn't right there. But we will see tomorrow night. Like I said, I will be having a special show tomorrow night, 11 p.m. after debate. I believe debate's over at 10:30. It starts at 9. And we will be having a special wrap-up show of the debate tomorrow night at 11. But, like I said a few minutes ago, I'm wondering if they will have the same rules for each candidate, if they'll give Trump the same rules they give Hillary and vice versa, if they'll ask the same questions to each candidate. This is what I think they should do. They should have one person, not from the establishment, just one plain Jane person up there asking the questions, or put two chairs on the stage and set Trump in one, Hillary in the other, and just let them go at it. Then have one person there refereeing, but not in favor of either candidate. Put a nonpartisan person in control of that. How about y'all? What do y'all say about that? That's a good plan, don't it? Just let them go at each other right there. Now let's go on to our next thing, talking about the Charlotte protest of the black man down there in Charlotte, North Carolina, a very, very disturbing things coming out about the protest. I don't call these people protests. Protests, I call them rioters, provocateurs, in the shooting of Keith Scott by another African-American cop. At first when this came out, they said it was a white cop, but very quickly got truth come out on that and showed it was an African-American cop showing a shooting a black, as family members of Mr. Scott said that he was unarmed. He had a book in his hand. He had a book in his hand that he did not have a gun. Well, the police chief of Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department come out and stated they did find a gun on the scene that did not belong to the officers. And right before the show come live, the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department did release the videos of the body cam footage of Keith Scott shooting. I have yet to review it, but from contact sources I have down in Charlotte, he did have a gun. He would not listen to the police orders to lay the gun down. And note, before anybody comes out and say, well, that police chief is like, wrong. Charlotte, North Carolina is one of the most Democrat-controlled cities in the South. The police chief is also African-American. So they can't use this racial divide, say it's white against black and black on black right here. And these protesters or rioters, provocateurs that are down there, are not down there for, as they call, justice for Keith Scott. They're down there for the Black Lives Matter movement to destroy stuff. And what brings that point is the article I did and posted, because I still work on Thursday on my usual day when I post, called MSNBC Caught Lying About Charlotte Protests. And everybody's seen from the footage that local businesses, apartments, was busted, cars, buses were destroyed. They stopped traffic on major interstate I-85 and 277 down there in Charlotte. The mayor of Charlotte finally on Friday night presented a curfew from 12 to 6 when from midnight to 6 a.m. the National Guard was finally called in down there. Also, people in the media was attacked. There was one guy, a photojournalist, who was jumped by the Black Lives Matter folks and dragged to a trash can that they had set on fire. This guy was a white guy, and they were going to throw him in the fire if the law enforcement had not stepped in, if the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department was there to step in. They would have murdered a white guy, a journalist, photojournalist, for just being there. That just proves the intent of Black Lives Matter is not for the good. It is for the bad. It is evil. Well, when you're bought and paid for by George Soros, who gives them $100 million, $1 million, $10 million, who fund Black Lives Matter, what do you expect? But CNN and Fox surprisingly told the truth what is going on down in Charlotte, admitted the violence and looting was out of control, and in a report from Fox News reporter Steve Harrington, who was on the ground in Charlotte, during his broadcast, he said earlier this started out as a peaceful protest, which it was. It was a peaceful protest to start out. Then the Black Lives Matter come in, bust them in all over the southeast to Charlotte. That's when the rioting started. That's when it went from protests to rioting and destruction. But anyway, Steve Harrington said earlier this started out as a peaceful protest. A lot of families, a lot of young children with signs coming out, walking, and marching. Now it's turned violent. The swearing and looting about 10 feet from me now. A souvenir store was just looted. I have seen some cars smashed, the Ritz-Carlton smashed out in front. Police trying to establish order with tear gas. And during another live broadcast down there, CNN anchor Ed Lebanandria, pardon if I said his name wrong, was attacked by the mob of Black Lives Matter rioters, live broadcast, and then they cut to another scene and reported Boris Sanchez, who called the scene totally out of control as he stood in the middle of tear gas, carnage, and destruction. But leave it up to MSNBC to flatwash it and come out and said that it was nothing but a peaceful protest with only some agitators. Some. But the article is up on our website at www.teamliberty1776.wordpress.com. But Rachel Maddow of MSNBC is trying to shove this all down our throat, one of the pets of the globalist that she is, trying to say that Black Lives Matter is nothing but a peaceful group and that their slogans do not mean police hatred or nothing, or hatred to anybody but the black community. These folks will attack on their own race if they do not agree with rioting and looting and destruction of things. And MSNBC always attempts to cover up anything to do and discredit anybody who speaks out against Black Lives Matter. One of their favorite slogans to use is, when I say oink oink, you say bang bang, and pigs in a blanket, fry them up like bacon. Is that a sign of hatred toward police? And not all police are bad. I know several police that are good. You just have, in everything, have a few bad apples that has caused all this, just like out in Tulsa. That lady cop that killed that man in Tulsa, Oklahoma, Mr. Crushers, she has been indicted for manslaughter and is looking at prison time for manslaughter. She should be brought up on charges. She should be found guilty. But we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to get into our main subject on the UN taking over the Internet October the 1st. I want to get your comments, questions, retorts about this. The call number is 845-277-9109, or hit us up on the chat board. We'll be back after this quick break. Welcome back, folks. Calling number is area code 845-277-9109, or hit us up on the chat board with your questions, comments, or retorts. Again, we're looking at our main subject of UN, United Nations taking over control of the Internet on October the 1st. And right now, the only way that is going to be stopped is if Congress prevents the handoff of the Internet to the UN. The article is up on our website called UN Planning to Take Over Internet October the 1st. I want you to get this article out because we are in red alert, mayday, mayday, red alert. October 1st is this coming Saturday, folks. And if they take over the internet, you can kiss free speech goodbye. Shows like mine, Team Liberty Radio, Infowars.com, all these shows that you like, being a conservative American, or just being a patriot who loves your country, believes in the Constitution, and all the men, could be gone if the UN takes over control of the internet. At midnight, September 30th, at 12:01, October the 1st, the UN, as of right now, will take over control of the internet then. We got to call our congressmen, our senators, and tell them to support. And this is something that I fell over. Ted Cruz and, really, I'm more surprised, Ted Cruz and Representative Sean Duffy of Wisconsin have introduced a bill called Protecting Internet Freedom Act that will stop the handing off of the internet to the UN. And what this act is, Protecting Internet Freedom Act, this act will, like I said, prevent the transfer of ICANN, which is the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers, without congressional approval. Folks, this is Red Alert Mayday. Our free internet that we enjoy right now, and when I mean free, I'm not talking about your monthly payment for the internet provider. I'm talking about free internet when you don't have to pay taxes on it. Yes, I said right, taxes. If the UN takes control of the internet, not only will we lose our First Amendment freedom of speech right, we'll also be taxed on our internet usage. And sites like Infowars.com, TeamLiberty1776.com, DrudgeReport.com, WorldNet Daily, just to name a few, could no longer be around. The alternative media could be wiped out if the internet is took over by the UN on October 1st. It is very important, but let's get to the article that is up on our website, TeamLiberty1776.wordpress.com, called UN Planning to Take Over Internet October the 1st. On October the 1st, the United Nations will take over control of the internet in the United States from the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers, ICANN. ICANN will pass control from the UN, from the United States administration, to a multinational, multilateral entity, which means the United Nations Office of International Telecommunications Union, ITU. The United States administration and its staunch defenders, such as Barack Obama, Nancy Pelosi, Lindsey Graham, just to name a few, have vehemently denied that the United Nations will have controlling authority over ICANN. In an article in the Wall Street Journal by L. Gordon Koritz, he points out that ICANN will most definitely be needed to be controlled by a government or state agency to keep its antitrust tax exemption. This only means that it will need the UN to take control of it. In an excerpt from Koritz's article, anyway, if you want to read the full article, I did put a link to it in my article, but here's an excerpt from it. It's shocking. The administration admits it has no plan for how ICANN retains its antitrust exemption. The reason ICANN can operate the entire World Wide Web zone is that it has its status of a legal monopolist stemming from its contract with the Commerce Department that makes ICANN an instrumentality of government. Without the U.S. contract, ICANN would seek to be overseen by another governmental group so as to keep its antitrust exemption. Authoritarian regimes have already proposed ICANN become part of the UN, United Nations, to make it easier for them to censor the internet globally. So much for the Obama pledge that the U.S. would never be replaced by a government-led or intergovernmental organization or solution. Okay, this is coming from the nut Obama. He says he wants to be in the UN, be one of the head members of the UN. And then he comes out and says, makes a plea that the U.S. will never be replaced by a government-led or intergovernmental organizational solution. Everybody knows this guy is nothing but a bold-faced liar, a puppet of the New World Order, besides other things, what I could call him. Folks, we are headed down that primrose path, and we need to wake up to what is going on around us. We have 6 days between today, Friday night at midnight, to stop this, to contact our senators and congressmen and tell them to support and pass the bill by Ted Cruz and Sean Duffy called the Protecting Internet Freedom Act. Do you not understand that if and when the United Nations takes control over the internet here in the United States, that the First Amendment will definitely be limited on the internet, and only people that agree with the government, a.k.a. the New World Order, global elitist, Trilateral Commission, Bilderberg Group, will be allowed on the internet. Only what they want will be on it. You will have no more alternative media. We're living in scary times. We are living in historical times. Are we going to stand up and fight this tyranny? Or all y'all, I know not my regular listeners of this show are not cowards and sit back in the corner sector. Some say, who's going to help us? Who's going to help us? We need to stand up. Nobody else. We need to stand up. Quit sitting back and say, who's going to help us? We need to jerk ourselves up by our bootstraps and demand our Congress and senators support this bill, or we'll lose the internet as we know it forever. Well, we'll have to applaud some members of Congress, especially Senator Ted Cruz and Representative Sean Duffy, for tips. For taking the initiative and having the guts to write this bill called the Protection of Internet Freedom Act to stop the UN takeover of the internet. It's up to us, folks. We need to get out and support this. Like I said, we're living in history right now, and It is wake-up time. It is go time. It is red alert. Mayday, mayday, red alert, folks. I don't know how much, if the UN takes over the internet, I don't know how much longer you're going to be able to listen to Team Liberty Radio, Infowars.com, WorldNet Daily, all these other great groups that are out there, Drudge Report. It is up to us, folks, to get out there. We got to have the initiative. We got to have the guts. We need to get off our lazy hind ends. No, I'm not talking to the regular listeners of this show. I'm talking to the people that just scan by, flip through shows to listen. I am challenging you to call your senators, congressmen, representatives, and tell them to support Ted Cruz and Sean Duffy's Protecting Internet Freedom Act. I got my numbers for my senators and House of Representatives right here in front of me. They're not in office today, but I guarantee you that tomorrow I'm going to be calling all of them and saying, hey, wake up there. You need to support this Protecting Internet Freedom Act that was proposed by Ted Cruz and Sean Duffy. And you need to start supporting it right now. I don't mean next week, next year. I mean today, right now. If not, we're going to lose the internet, folks, as we know it. It's going to be a pay-to-play with internet tax being put on it. Are y'all going to stand up and fight and bring it back, or are you just going to sit there and cower? Are you going to be a coward, or are you going to be fight? Remember, Revolutionary War, only 3% of the American population defeated at that time the world's greatest army, the British Haitian Army. Are you going to fight? Are you going to cower down? Are you going to fight? Are you going to be a liberty lover? Are you going to be a coward? But this is red alert, folks. Get this article out to everyone you know. UN planning to take over the internet October the 1st. Spread it to everybody you know. Let them know what is going on. I don't know how much longer I'll be on the air if UN takes control of the internet. But folks, it is up to us, the patriots, us constitutional-loving Americans, to get on to our congressmen, our senators, House of Representatives, and tell them to support this bill. If not, like I stated several times, we're going to lose the internet. But before I go, I'm going to close on this. I want to thank everybody for supporting Team Liberty Radio, teamliberty1776.wordpress.com. We don't know how much longer it'll be around, but we need everyone's support. Visit our website, get this article out, UN plan to take over the internet October the 1st. God bless everyone. Hopefully we will still be around. Remember, we're having a special show tomorrow night about the presidential debate wrap-up show. Good Lord willing, Creek Don't Rise, we'll see you next Sunday night at 6 p.m. And hopefully we'll see you tomorrow night at 11 p.m. This is Shane LaCroix, Team Liberty Radio, signing off.